Thumbnail.
That looks nice. She's writing some good stuff.
A clipper. Here we go.
Oh. You're doing this whole thing. I watch TV. All right, let's go.
I know you have a deep team out of guys step up the course of the year, but you know, how much ripple effect is there when guys like Stamkos and Kucherov and Hedman are kind of feeling it out there? Does it seem like it kind of gives the rest of the guys a little bit of a...
I don't know. I thought all those guys played well. And I don't think it's you can't judge them that, you know, Kuch had 4 points and Stam had a couple goals. They played pretty well. Like, they were working, they're defending, they were just doing things we asked, and big thing that was talked about in the room was coming out in the third period, you know, because they get the late goal, big difference going in the third, up three, then up two, and so, you know, that's one big thing we've been talking about is how we're going to play the third period, and I was probably what made me most proud tonight was how we didn't give anything up in the third.
Coop, 11 regular season in a row, 15 of the last 16. I know ebbs and flows and everything, but is this team just, when they play Detroit, is there just a little bit more confidence than other opponents?
I can't answer that. It's some teams just have a team's number, and you know, maybe it can get in your head a little bit, work both ways. You know, maybe something bad happens to them and they're thinking, okay, here we go again. And maybe we're thinking, okay, we have confidence against these guys. But we've played them so much over the years. We know each other really well. I'll tell you, though, and I don't know how many it is in a row, but there's games in there that we shouldn't have beat them. It was our goalie was unreal or something like that. Like, they outplayed us and we ended up winning. So every game has not been probably indicative of the outcome, but fortunately for us, we've just, you know, had the upper hand of late.
You said a few times that hockey players sometimes need to be a little more selfish when shooting the puck and everything like that. How much is there any player as selfish as Kucherov as far as one of the elite scorers in the game, the way he's able to kind of, I know it's part of his game, think in the game and kind of create for guys?
He's a really intelligent player, but when he's on, and I don't know, I didn't look to see how many shot attempts he had on the night, but it was a lot. And even though he was missing that a few times, it was that mentality that opens things up for everybody else on the ice. And, he can make plays. It just, you know, the play he made just to set up the fourth goal was, you know, not a lot of guys can do that and think that and put them in that position. But I just liked his shot mentality tonight, and probably a big reason why he had the night he had.
Obviously, Stammer and Cooch are going to do their thing. You look for the next couple guys that can get hot as well. Right now, it seems like Killorn is someone that's really starting to round into a nice form.
He is. He's, I don't know what it is. You know, as soon as the calendar turned February, he's really turned it up. And, he's, first of all, like, Pointer's a good center to play with. He can distribute pucks. But in saying that, like, Killer's winning all his puck battles. He's going to the net. He's making himself available. And, you know, he's playing with a couple pretty good players. But he, early in the year, he didn't quite have that jump. He didn't have that speed to his game and the physicality. And it's slowly been coming. And then I thought he was, you know, prior to this, the reason we put him on that line was we thought it was coming for him. And now the points are starting to come, and it's, you know, richly deserved.
The shots against, that's still a little bit of a, you know, concern for a game like this. I know you got better after
the you're going to look at the number and say, oh, well, they had 37 or whatever it was, but for the most part, they were all outside. A goalie could see them. It wasn't the great A's, and you know, you can give up shots and that, but it's the type we gave up, and a lot of them were harmless. And so when your goalie can see him and stuff like that, it makes it for a better night and probably keeps him in the game a little bit. As on a coaching standpoint, you know, you want that number to be, you know, the first number to be a 2, not a 3. But I like the way we limited, you know, their chances. And, you know, aside from the first period, it was 11 I think we had 11 in the second, 11 in the third, without a lot of great A's, and we like that.
I know you have a penalty kill, one penalty kill later on, but you like the way initially some signs what they were.
I like the way we killed tonight. That's, you know, I don't know how, you know, they came in the zone, got to the point, threw it at the net, and somehow it was like a seeing eye single that went in. So, but we weren't breaking down. We were good in the neutral zone. We had a lot of really positive things in the PK.
Here. Thanks.
Thank you.